Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, May 14th, 2018. Today is my mother's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. About 800 people demonstrated for better working conditions and decent care during the nationwide Walk of Care in Berlin. The demonstration lasted into the evening hours and began at the Federal Ministry of Health and ended at the Berlin Senate Administration for Health, Nursing, and Equality. Among other things, the protesters demanded a legally stipulated staffing level, mandatory trainings, as well as more time for education. Meanwhile, the Brandenburg Left Party started a campaign for more staff and better pay in the care professions. The party demands a minimum nursing wage of €14.50 per hour and a comprehensive labor agreement. The trade union Verdi sees responsibility for the state's nursing policy. Hospitals in Berlin and Brandenburg saved on nursing staff because they would receive too little support from the state for the necessary investment costs. Maike Jäger, head of the Health and Social Affairs Department in charge, criticized that the majority of nursing facilities for the elderly do not have a collective agreement. Based on internal data from health insurance company Barmer, the number of anorexic young people in Brandenburg has reached a new high. The increase of young Barmer clients who are undergoing medical treatment for anorexia is unmatched in Germany. From 199 in 2011 to 330 in 2016. In Berlin, the number has stagnated at a high level for years. Every year, some 500 Barmer-insured persons undergo medical treatment here for serious eating disorders. A spokesperson from the company stated that at first glance, this may not seem like much, but these are only insured, and there is certainly a very high number of unreported cases. Scientists assume that 1 in 5 children between the ages of 11 and 17 in Germany now show signs of bulimia or anorexia. Barmer State Managing Director Gabriela Lai says that it is typical for eating disorders that those affected, mostly girls and young women, negate their problem and only go to the doctor when serious consequences such as circulation problems, tooth or kidney damage occur, or when menstruation ceases. It is also alarming that only about 1 in 10 patients received psychotherapeutic treatment within 3 years of diagnosis. As the duration of the disease increases, the willingness to fight it decreases. This is why early intervention is so important. Since the beginning of the year, the health insurer AOK has started a digitally supported program for the early detection and treatment of eating disorders in children and adolescents between the ages of 7 and 17. Among others, Dick and Dun, a Berlin consulting center that has been offering help with eating disorders for more than 30 years, is part of it. In case you need support with eating disorders in your family, contact your health insurer or the Dick and Dun Consulting Center. You can find more information in our show notes. For 15 years, there hasn't been a collective agreement for chefs and waiters in Berlin on working hours, holidays, and special annual payments. But on Friday, the Hotel and Restaurant Association reached an arrangement with the Food and Catering Union. In companies subject to collective labor agreements, the 38-hour work week will again be regarded as standard working time. The contract will enter into force in 2019 for a period of 5 years. Approximately 45,000 employees are affected. Incidents of racist violence and an anti-Semitic graffiti happened in Berlin this weekend. Police reported on Saturday that a woman hit a 20-year-old woman in the face on a bus in Pankow late Friday evening and insulted her. The assailant's companion threatened the young woman with further blows and insulted her because of her skin color. During the incident in Pankow, the bus driver was able to force the two attackers out of the vehicle while the 20-year-old contacted the police. The perpetrators escaped and the state police are investigating. In another case, the state security is investigating anti-Semitic and anti-Israeli graffiti at a bus stop in Tegel. A passerby noticed the graffiti at the stop late Friday evening and reported it to the police. The security service of the transport companies made the slogans unrecognizable. In addition, Gunter Schaefer's mural Vaterland at the East Side Gallery was also apparently vandalized. A hammer and a sickle were sprayed over the Star of David depicted in the mural. In addition, the abbreviations AFA and BDS, which stand for a campaign against Israel, and the words Free Palestine were spray-painted on the mural as well. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.